Even though today the gospel is about the Good Samaritan, and I'm not going to say much about that. I've been saying it since I was blue in the face, and now I'm a canon, so I'm green in the face. I'm going to speak about something else that I don't usually speak. Not that it is necessary for us, but that it is important that we all know it, remember it, and practice it. Now, in the collect of today's Mass, it prays, and I'll read the English, not the Latin, Almighty and Eternal God, whose gift it is that thy faithful serve thee worthily and rightly. And then it continues. Grant us, we beseech thee, that we may, without offense, hasten on to the fulfillment of thy promises. And of course, what is this worthily and rightly? There is an interior, and then there is an exterior. And if you have noticed for weeks now in the bulletin, and it will be at least till it gets cooler or cold, there is an announcement, which of course is not meant to embarrass anybody. We are not here to embarrass anybody. We are happy that anybody who's here is here. And everyone is welcome. But the problem is that we know very well that very few priests and even fewer bishops are preaching the truth, are teaching the faithful. So the people don't know what to do. Now you'd think being baptized, knowing the commandments, knowing the precepts, that they would have it in themselves. It's supposed to be within us. As St. Paul says, it should be like waters gushing forth from us, from within us, the grace of God and the knowledge of God, and knowledge is very important. But in the summer we put, and I'm just going to read it, despite the heat of the summer, etc., all are reminded that it is necessary to dress modestly, not only women, but also men. Most importantly, when we enter the holy temple of God, we must dress properly, and we are very specific. And Mother Angelica used to do this. St. John Paul II used to do this. I don't know what goes on now. I don't care. No shorts, no pedal pushers, and I get a kick about these old women in their 60s and 70s who are pedal pushing as if they rode a bicycle around town. Who do they think they are? 20-year-olds? Teenagers, it's ridiculous. You have to be conscious of your dignity. No beach wear or picnic wear. This is not McDonald's. This is not Walmart. And I'm not being paid to do a commercial for them, by the way, hardly. But I would certainly take donations from anybody. Sleeves should reach the elbow. You know, in the Vatican, and even now, they have pictures because most people don't understand words. And of course, there are people from all over the world, even from China. And of course, they don't understand the Cyrillic or the Roman alphabet. So they have pictures, and they have show sleeves, at least to the elbows, at least. None of these things like that. And parents should be very aware of this with their children. Even the little girls, even the little boys, when they're little, they have to be brought up properly. You don't just learn the faith from one day to the other. It's just like priests. You don't learn the things of the priesthood the day after you're ordained. You have to prepare, like Brother Aaron is being preparing for years under my tutelage and now under others. It's not as good as mine, I must say, though. But anyway, that's okay. I carry a big stick, and I do use it. And of course, skirts should be at or below the knee. I would prefer lower, but my mother used to comment about some of these celebrities, and of course, we were involved in many things. You know, they wear dresses all the way down to the floor, and yet the top is all coming out. What nonsense is this? Modesty, women. Modesty, men. And of course, here you're free or not, though the Bible is very clear. You know, others said it's not important. I don't say that. That women should wear a veil, at least in church. And so, these things, but this goes along with that. That we may faith, that thy faithful may serve thee worthily and rightly. That is the external. Now the internal, of course, is the fact that we need to be in the state of grace. No one should dare to come to communion in the state of mortal sin, because it will punish them for eternal hell, basically, strictly speaking, honestly speaking. And so it's important that these things be mentioned. And of course, the gospel would be wonderful in the sense of charity must be extended to everybody. That's true. So we must be charitable to people who come here who are not properly dressed. They'll get the drift. And, you know, some of them, I hope nobody said anything to them, but some of them left this morning. I could not but notice. I said to Brother Aaron, that girl forgot to get dressed this morning. And they basically come in their underwear. And I don't care. We're not Shakira or Madonna or some other of those blankety blanks in Hollywood. We are Catholic men and women, Christian men and women, who must follow Christ and not whatever Hollywood says is good or fashionable. And we must give an example to others. And so, I say these things not to embarrass anyone. And I don't know if anybody here is like that or not. I hope you're not. If you are, it's not meant to be just for you. It's everybody. I speak to everybody. A lot of the times people say to me, to whom are you speaking about or to in the sermon? Were you speaking to me? I said, of course. And everybody else? Nobody's exempted. Nobody's exempted. And we must be proper. And of course, a few weeks ago I mentioned about the thing about tattoos, and I tell you what to do, and only two people have come to me to get the situation righted. And you know, whatever happens to you, at the judgment, is your problem, not mine. It is the tradition of the church, and it goes back to Leviticus, that we are not to be marked. And that's it. Even if you put a crucifix on your back or whatever, that any tattoo is a door to the gates of hell. I detest it. You cannot possibly imagine how much I hate those things. And everywhere you go, and it's not just because it's a navy town, but we need to take care of the temple of our bodies, which God has given to us. And this is what the Good Samaritan did with that person, whoever he was, that was robbed and stripped naked or almost naked and left and wounded. He came and he took care of him. And so it's important we take care of the inside, the soul, by frequent confession, by frequent communion, and that we take care of the body, not only feeding it properly, giving it sufficient rest, not too much, and not too much recreation, And some people spend all their times on their little TVs, as I call them. I have one too, but I do not receive anything but text messages, and I wish I didn't have to receive those. They make me sick. We have, you know, I go to some restaurants, and I do that. And you go and look at a table over there, a family. Every single one is looking at their text messages or whatever. Not one of them is addressing or speaking to the rest of the family. Is that the way the family is supposed to be? And I have to teach you. I have an obligation to teach you. And you have an obligation to learn. So it's very important that we take care of ourselves spiritually and physically, and that we take care of each other. And of course, that is what the Good Samaritan did. In the meantime, we continue to give glory to God in this very, very wonderful and special month of August. We started out on the right foot. On the second day of August, we had the Feast of Our Lady of the Angels. Of course, for Franciscans, you are very familiar with this. And the first indulgence given by the Pope to a chapel, a church, just as we have one, and it was St. Francis, around the year 1224 or so, the Porciuncula indulgence, which is repeated every year on August the 2nd. And of course, being a son of Mother Angelica, hopefully soon to be Blessed Angelica, I could not possibly not know that. And my grandparents, who were Franciscan tertiaries. And then, of course, we have coming up the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady on the 15th, the Holy Day of Obligation, during which we will give honor to the Blessed Mother of God, who received that which she deserved. She did or did not die, and then immediately God took her up to heaven, body and soul. What a wondrous gift, because she deserved it. What will you deserve when you die? Will you go up or sideways or downwards? It's up to you. And then we have on the 26th, right here in front of us, the Feast of Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa. And the Blessed Mother in that we will speak about her later on. There are some pictures in the bulletin. She saved our parish. I believe it wasn't 2001 or 2. And I promised her I would go to see her myself, and I did. The Christ that lies beneath the altar that cannot be seen now, I brought when I still had strength, which is almost all gone. And the monstrance that we use for benediction, which, I don't know, it feels like it weighs 100 pounds, but it's probably 20 or 25 pounds. I brought that. I brought all that by myself. There was nobody to help me. There was before my spiritual sons that are now in the seminary. And so I fulfilled the promise. And we oftentimes go to New Orleans to visit Our Lady of Prompt Succor and give her thanks for all the blessings that she has given to our parish and shrine. Of course, she has a shrine in the foyer. Our Lady of Prompt Succor, swift help. And then, of course, so many other gifts and indulgences, so many that we have here in this parish and shrine that so many people do not take advantage of. Our Lord did say so many wish that they could see what you see, but did not see it. So many wish that they could hear, but did not hear it. You see it, you hear it, and it goes in one eye and out the other, one ear and out the other, like many things do. And you're not deaf. So, be forewarned. Our Lord has forewarned us. Blessed are they who take advantage of the things that he has given to us. So many, many, many blessings. And so we give thanks to God in this month of August with so many wondrous feasts. In addition, we have a bunch of baptisms coming up, and maybe even one more that I'm not aware of yet. And then yesterday I found out that there's another baby coming, and we have three or four babies being prepared to be born. Our parish continues to grow. Tradition brings life. If we are not a club of old ladies that get together once a month and play bridge before they go to the cemetery and drop dead. This is a parish that is totally about life. Not that we don't want old people. All the people in this parish that die, with very few exceptions, are close to 100, or were close to 100. And the oldest parishioner is 97. And she's not dead yet. So we love the ancients. The Sisters of St. Joseph in the nursing home, when I used to visit them, would say, "Oh, you have come to visit us, the ancients." And I said, "Yes, indeed, I love to visit the ancients." And so we give thanks to God for all of life from beginning to end. That only God has a right to end. So let us pray for all, embrace all in charity and in generosity, and truly live the Catholic life. Life. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.